Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and this morning we're talking to Jessica Flory, who is the Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. So today I'm going to talk about the Southeast Area Judging Contest coming up this Thursday. It will be in Emporia, Kansas, and it's open to all 4-H members. If you're listening to this morning, to get this in your mind and head on down there to Emporia tomorrow. It starts at 9 o'clock and will go through noon. And we have an array of different contests, judging contests for you that you can participate in. Usually you guys hear me talk on the radio probably about our livestock judging opportunities, but this is a unique opportunity. I think judging contests teach them really vital skills for our youth. The biggest one being just being able to make a decision and then stand by it. So at Emporia, there will be photography judging, there will be horticulture judging, there will be crop judging, those opportunities. And so these are really kind of unique and a little different outside of the wheelhouse of livestock judging, but it's still the same concept. The kids are given a class and they have to learn to evaluate it and place it best to last. And then with these type of contests, they don't necessarily have to verbally communicate, but they still have to think through how and why they placed it the way they placed it. So we call that reasons. What are your reasons for placing this class the way you did? So again, it seems like such a small activity to do with our youth, but yet I think it just teaches that such a vital skill of learning to evaluate, make a decision, and then move forward with that decision, which again is so vital for our youth's development. And it's just fun to get out. It helps you understand your projects, too. And the more you do this, like, you understand what the judge and what a quality product looks like in those areas. So, again, there's more than just that decision-making skill that I think it teaches our youth. So I highly encourage it to all of our 4-H'ers. This is a learning, positive environment. Don't feel like you need to come and know what you're doing down at this contest. Again, it's a very learning by doing type of experience. So I encourage you all to join us down there in Emporia on Thursday, which is tomorrow. So call the Extension office if you have any questions about how you get down there so we can direct you. The other kind of cool thing about the contest is it's a Southeast Area contest, so it's kind of a regional contest, so we get to see our friends and make friends across the state. So we hope to see some Frontier kids down there tomorrow at Emporia.
That sounds really great. I like the idea that it helps them think through something. So when they get to an issue at some point, they'll go first to thinking through it instead of panicking, maybe.
I love that. Yeah. That's what we hope, Judy. Those are the skills we're hoping to instill in them.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extension District Family and Consumer Science Agent, Franny Eastwood.